You're listening to the Last Cast podcast, by the way.
This is the segment at the beginning of the podcast where we try and describe what the podcast is about and is going to be about.
That's right. That's right. We're heading to this is Jamie Manus. That's Matthew Bay, the other voice.
We are fishing team.
We are fishing team. That is correct.
We're heading to the undisclosed location, which correct. Is a tiny little urban pond.
A postage stamp of a place.
And we are going to be carrying a canoe into it.
That is right.
And we're going to be those guys in a little urban pond with a canoe.
Yeah.
I'm going to be using mostly fly
same here
stuff. And we're expecting to catch a fair number of sunfish and maybe some decent-sized bass.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, unwind at the end of a long week, beginning of another long week. Kind of just, you know, and relax and talk. This is a fishing podcast that is about fishing talk as much as it is about catching fish.
That's exactly right. It's as much about the journey to that particular place as it is the sort of play-by-play. And just sort of, you know, what we're up to and what's going on with us every week. Don't know, you know, I don't know if we're gonna have a crazy good day. I think we're probably gonna do okay, but I don't want to, you know, I hate to walk into a place with expectations that are too high. But it has been a fantastic place to fish. It's one of my favorite places we fish all year long. And then, of course...
Well, it has a high amount of hookup, typically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's conveniently located.
Absolutely.
The fish are... They're not necessarily trophy size, but they are... much larger than you would expect them to be for the location.
And just, you know, top water action and pretty much the most fun. It's you know, as a little kid, my dad kind of showed me the basics of fly fishing when I was about 10, and a lot of memories of fishing in little subdivision or little urban little ponds with popping bugs. And just when you start, you know, you start out with that and you see that, you know, the fish explode on your popping bug. There's nothing quite like that. There's absolutely no question that a fish has just hit your fly. And I think that's very special. And just like the surprise of that never gets old.
Yeah, I was talking to my dad while I was waiting for you to show up finally.
God.
He was saying that he's getting a fly rod for his birthday this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's always been kind of a bait fishing guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's used fly rods before. And I said that, you know, for his birthday I'd tie him some flies, some ringers, thinking some maybe some stuff of my own construction.
That is a class, man. That's a class act. That's a class.
You think so? Super classy.
Oh, very classy.
I mean, yes, yeah, that's what I would probably say. I'd say, Matthew, you're being classy.
You're being very classy. Yeah, just very, you know, generous with your time and your skills.
Selfless.
Altruistic.
Extremely good looking.
Extremely handsome with your time.
Yeah, super handsome.
Yeah.
yeah, I was thinking like maybe some of the foam spiders since you know, you need to have that.
Oh yeah.
Probably some glow in the dark squirmy wormies.
Oh yeah. A real fly, by the way.
A real fly. Maybe some of these Seipert minnows, since we're having some Seipert minnow. That's
there
what they're called.
All right, man. I may have to use one of those today, depending.
Yeah, I got a bunch.
Here we are, after about an hour walk with the canoe. We
We're barely breathing hard because both of us are very dedicated to physical fitness.
Uh-huh. That's true. First.
Hey, all
first
right.
First hookup on Matthew's the Seipert.
Matthew's hooked up on the Seipert.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Man, I might have to grab one of those from you. A little slow to kick off.
Except for me.
Yeah, you did get that one. Oh, man.
Whoa!
Damn! What was that?
Oh, my God. It like left right at my face. Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was like, oh, it's just another little sunfish. And it's like,
roar! Nice puppy. Dang. Like, Matthew's caught a very nice puppy bass with a bit of an aggressive streak.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, and he just fell off just now. All right. Oh, jeez. Weirdo little fish. Alright, so. So is your, Good, nice. Got. Is your recorder still recording?
Let me double check that. I've got a tangle I'm working out.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a Murphy's Law sort of day, ladies and gentlemen. Things started out a little weird. Had a bunch of nightmares about being late for a performance. Recorder still recording. It was sort of a bad dream about bad dream crossed with sort of a fanboy dream. I really like that podcast, My Favorite Murder, and uh-huh. I dreamed that I was like helping them out in a music capacity,
uh-huh.
and like we were all staying at the same hotel, and they were mad at me because like I was supposed to be there, and I couldn't find this special. I couldn't find my shoes, and I felt terrible, and then like. Karen Kilgariff's giving me a hard time, and like, I was like, I'm so sorry, and then she's sort of laughing at seeing how upset I was getting, and then I woke up, and, you know, everything was all right, so, yeah, weird dream,
yeah.
But it was an anxiety dream.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
too bad.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I was up. Also, for some reason, I was up until 4:30 last night.
Yeah.
Couldn't sleep. Stayed up watering my yard.
You were watering your yard at 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I felt kind of creepy. I felt like a serial killer. Oh, there we go. Oh, hey, that feels decent.
Yeah?
Finally, olive green woolly bugger. Well, I think it's a big sunfish. And it is. All right. Yeah, I was up till 4:30 watering my yard. Enthusiastic gardener, listener. So, you know.
So, listener, should Jamie continue addressing you directly? Or should he
go
fly on the wall?
If let us know if you want that. Because I don't know. I don't know what they want.
Email your preferences to ask@lastcastpodcast.com.
Absolutely. We'll change it up how y'all like it. I you know, a certain amount of me talking during these is a self-soothing kind of, you know, thing anyway. So
he does actually address listener just when he's just by himself. He's just like, he's out in his watering his lawn at 4:30 in the morning going, listener?
Listener, pretty strange. Watering my yard at 4:30. Oh, there's that possum. Oh, there we go.
You caught a possum?
No, this is not a possum. This is something else I caught off this point. Oh, yeah.
My wines have been tangling just like in the water.
Hey, little puppy. Oh no, it isn't a big old green sunfish.
Oh, wow.
Wow, what a honker.
Jeez. Yeah, look at that. Look at it. It's like a knot.
Dang.
It's like...
Okay. I know. Oh, you're just peeing all over me.
It's not funny. That sunfish has a serious problem.
This is the sunfish. That's what was just urinating on me. I don't want the listeners to get some weird idea about what we get up to out here on the water.
They don't know that we've been naked this whole time.
Fishing team's been clothing optional for a while now. Good God. Man, he just walked.
What?
Out. Man, this little olive beadhead woolly bugger is just...
All right, fine. I'll go over there. I'll go over there. I'll try and steal your fish from you.
It's okay. They really belong to both of us. And just us. Do you hear that, listener? None for you.
Legally, by international salvage rights, by kissing every fish that now belongs to us.
Your Honor, I refer to the landmark case of Finders versus Keepers.
Oh, I saw that hit, and I was like, oh, better give him another chance. Yeah, there's a little sunfish. That was, like, probably about 6 feet from the boat, maybe?
Yeah. We can adjust position if you want to do that.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I guess it, oh, yeah, we are kind of close, but...
Yeah.
I guess it's all right. It's got a nice little pop sound.
Yeah?
Yeah, that is kind of nice. Where am I... Thing is, I don't remember where I got these, so I can't replicate them.
Was it like one of those kind of supply house catalogs?
No, I don't really do catalogs. Must have been on eBay.
Whoa! Good! Whoa. Oh, that was a big one.
That was my shark, man.
That was a sizable fish.
Whoa! He's not on. Oh, geez, that was. That was totally surprising. I didn't have my hand on the.
Yeah.
Victory lap it. Oh, whoops! I didn't even see that hit.
Man, that was subtle.
Yeah. Right.
Hailed it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bass. Hey, oh,
nice.
Woo!
Nice one.
Oh, it's. Oh, wow. Oh, he's all tangled up in my line. Come on, come back.
Come on now.
Whoa, he's airborne. Oh, he's coming around to the other side of the canard. Whoa.
All right, down in the boat. So far, that is the fish of the trip, ladies and gentlemen.
Fish of the trip.
Very nice.
There we go.
Whoa, that's bad.
Yeah. You are contractually obligated to look at me catch this.
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to miss since it's right where I'm trying to cast.
Matthew Bay engaging in a little what also a Minnesota comedian Maria Bamford calls joy whack-a-mole. She said it's the national
thing.
The national sport of her family.
So this is a post UL that wasn't that bad. Which
that's
is
right.
Always pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Because it's usually pretty great.
We are eating at a place called Las Mongonadas.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we kind of went a little bit crazy ordering.
A little bit.
So food cup stand, we're actually eating in the car because we were out fishing so late that they were just shut down while we were in line.
Right.
Let's see. I've got, you've got a small elotes en vaso, which is
this is
small
the
corn
small.
Cup.
Oh,
yeah, okay. that's the small corn.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Way more corn than a person needs in a sitting.
Yeah. Oh, and then what's kind of brilliant is you've got the what was that? It was like the
papas fritas con crema and salsa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so if for those of you who don't speak Spanish, that is fried potato chips with mm-hmm. sour cream and hot sauce, and it's like a bag that's like it's a plastic bag that's just filled with goop, and it is so delicious.
And it's kind of amazing. It's kind of the best thing. I've never had this before. I heard about it, I believe, from your Laredo coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
And once in line at Ayolotes, I saw a girl eating it. I'm like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And she seemed to know what she was talking about.
Right. I am eating a delicito in vaso, which is, it's essentially a corn cup, except it is also has a liberal dosage of crushed fiery hot Cheeto.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like all this like sort of like red sand fiery hot Cheeto. Yeah, the guy just like took out like a tray of it, and it was like, yeah, just like covered, just like this. It looked like somebody had taken like an entire like display case of fiery hot Cheeto bags and just stomped on them.
Yeah. Wow.
We also have I have a mysterious cup that's called a Carlotta. I don't know what it is yet. It looks like it's probably a Tres Leches variation.
Mm.
You've got a cake pop and marshmallows.
Chocolate marshmallows. Yeah, chocolate covered marshmallows.
On a stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Served in a little paper hot dog boat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I know my crunching is probably making for a not a great listener experience, but my God, this bag full of chips and sour cream is so good. Mm. Holy crap. This is definitely like, it's a genre of snack that I've seen at fruit cup places where they'll have like a, you know, it's kind of reminiscent of, I mean, I think the sort of like Anglo-Texas thing is Frito pie served in a little bag of Fritos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a can of Wolf brand chili.
Right.
Into a bag of Cheetos and microwave.
Right. But, I say go right for the border.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid.
In this place, man, and their corn cups, they are not afraid of putting in the mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. There's so much mayonnaise in there.
Really? Mm. I haven't even broached my corn cup. Mm. Anyway, another lovely trip to the undisclosed location. Mm-hmm. I think it was pretty evenly dispersed as far as like bass and sunfish. I think you did a little better than me. Caught a little bit more than me.
Yeah. I think it was like the bigger bass, though.
One of those was, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, be fair, I am. You know,
you lost that
usual, like, burning with jealousy and.
But you also lost that whatever that thing. I'm thinking like a pretty sizable bass, which you began calling the bull shark.
Oh yeah, I totally saw that guy. It was either a largemouth bass or a bull shark. It was one of those two. It had the same sort of predatory, sinuousness and dark silhouette. Yeah.
And what if we catch one of those down there, man? In Matagorda. What about that, listeners? If we catch a bull shark.
I'll just punch it out.
Man, don't be afraid. That's a...
Well, you do owe me a jump in the water.
I do owe you... I gotta do it. I gotta go in the water for you.
Yeah. I'm gonna bring along an axe handle. Sure. For the explicit purpose of jamming into the mouth of the shark. So you can pry it open.
I have also heard what you should do is take a giant feather, like a turkey, tickle its belly. Mm. It will then turn over and become docile.
Mm. And then if you give it clown shoes and like a little rubber nose, it'll perform for children.
That's right.
I think most party clowns are actually bull sharks.
Wow. Oop, I should have just eaten this.
You can probably keep that corn cup for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sure that your mic is just going to be like cellophane crinkling and chomping sounds.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, where you been all my life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it wasn't that bad. It might be our last trip
to UL. Yeah, it's true.
For a while. I think like we usually like end up kind of like saying like, oh no, we should give it a shot, and we go back and it's like never as good as this time of year.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, it's kind of a that place is sort of a desperate. I have kind of a desperate relationship with it because, like, when I'm like, oh, I just really need to catch something, I'll pop over there. And, you know, usually into the summer it's okay via magic, you know, around magic hour, but it's never as good as it is right now. Mm. But, yeah, so our next podcast is going to be coming to you live. Well, not live. I mean, it'll be recorded, but...
We can tell people it's live. They won't know the difference.
Yeah, that's true.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
All of our listeners. Yeah,
I'm going to save that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's going to be an editing experience. It'll be like, instead of editing down, you know, 4 hours of footage to 30 minutes of us catching stuff and being funny. Which,
yeah.
I mean, it's probably really only like 5 minutes of us being funny.
Yeah. That's a generous estimate.
You know, now Matagorda is going to be 3 days of that.
Oh, wow.
3 days, dawn to dusk, and then until 4 a.m.
Man. Hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be quite a trip.
Unless we catch nothing.
Yeah.
Then we won't tell anybody about it.
Yeah. We can also probably pad a good amount of that with a laugh track.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we'll have to come up with some signature phrases, like, or, you know, what's better than a signature phrase is, you know, somebody else's signature phrase. Like, don't go there.
Did I do that?
Talk to the hand. Yeah. Yeah, all those, like, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm going to save that. But anyway. In conclusion, that wasn't that bad. And, look out for Matagorda. It's going to be a big, you know, I have a feeling it's going to be a big trip.
We're also going to, well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you have any questions,
yeah,
remember, or comments or complaints about sound quality, it's ask@lastgaspodcast.com.
That's
email
right.
Address. Really, really, you can... You can spell it any way you want. As long as you got @lastcastpodcast.com, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jamie. You probably got some shows coming up soon with your band.
They are going to be. Excuse me. We'll let you know ahead of time, but there's one May 25th. It's out in Bastrop, so that's okay if you don't come to that. You know,
yeah,
I mean, come
on. You really want to go see Jamie
in Bastrop? I mean, you might have something else to do, but you know, I'll tell everybody. You know, it's going to be a bit of a hump, but there's some other shows that are going to be happening closer to town. But you know, we're going to include all that. I'll include all that, pertinent information for you to see, see a show if you'd like. It'd be great to, see you out there.
And, I've got another podcast called, This Week in the Multiverse.
This Week in the Multiverse, yeah.
The kids fiction podcast. Check that out. I do readings.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on some books that I wrote.
Yeah.
With Steve Wilson, my compatriot.
Right.
And you know, as always, leave a good review for us somewhere.
That's right.
On iTunes or Stitcher or where have you.
Sure, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever you get your podcasts. Let people know how awesome we are.
That's right. So, for the Last Cast podcast, we're never going home.
We're never going home.